Hey everyone, this is Deborah Burton, your host for Solutions from Scripture, from the desk of a Christian consultant. Know better so you can do better. Welcome to 21 Quick Lessons on Overcoming Personal Issues from the Encounters of a Christian Consultant. Lesson 3, I'm frazzled, messing with stress. Today's talk is about how stress is not good for any of us in any way at all. It makes our days frazzled. When the happenings of life overwhelm us, then emotional and mental tension can build up and cause stress. Stress works its way into our life and wears us down. We don't want to mess with stress because it messes with our life and relationships. When our minds are in a mess, because sometimes life can get really messy, then stress takes over. Stress takes us away from relying on God as the hardships of life seem to be crushing us. Psalm 23 is often regarded as a source of comfort in times of stress. Verse 4 says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, or the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." This psalm reminds us of God's presence and guidance that brings us away from stressful thinking and into a place of peace and comfort, even through the most challenging of times. Have you ever heard someone say any of these, or perhaps even you? "I'm stressed out. I'm at my limit. I'm exasperated. I want to pull my hair out and scream. I can't believe all this is happening. I just want to run away and hide. I can't deal with this anymore. I'm freaking out. Things can't get worse. This is never going to stop. I'm in over my head. I'm drowning in despair. There's no end in sight. I can't go another day. It's hopeless. I'm worn out." And of course, there are many ways we can verbalize our stress level. Being stressed out can have any or all of these symptoms. Having continual nervous tension and uptightness, battling with ongoing fear and worry, discouragement, being overwhelmed and exasperated, struggling with various emotions that make life exhausting, feeling trapped with no way out, losing hope for the potential good outcome, and there's more. We can have certain levels of stress for various reasons at different seasons in our life, perhaps over family problems or strain in a marriage, parenting, singleness or loneliness, job, ministry, or church issues, health problems, lack of purpose, or you can fill in the blank. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 through 9 says, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." Paul in the New Testament is stating that he and his friends face many hardships that they couldn't effectively deal with if they didn't trust in the power of God to keep them going. Stress does the opposite. It causes us not to trust in God's power to get us through hard times. Much prayer for God's power during traumatic, troublesome times is what helps people. God will never forsake us. He's always with us during the worst of situations, and He keeps us from being crushed or totally despairing. This is what happened in Paul's circumstances, and it's what can happen to us as children of God who trust in Jesus as our Savior. Verse 9 describes how vessels of clay, God's creation of humans, can be fragile. God allows trials and hardships, but He doesn't allow us to be destroyed. Stress makes us think our lives are destroyed, defeated, or we are defenseless because God doesn't snag us out of stressful situations. We might feel immense pressure from problems. We might be perplexed and not understand the whys of what's going on. Life may seem unfair. We may think we are struck down and can't get back up. But God will not allow us to be crushed or destroyed. We might feel that way sometimes, but He hasn't abandoned us even if we don't see or feel Him working in our life. This is where the choice to have faith and trust come in. We don't go by our feelings, but rather we take steps forward toward God instead of staying stuck in stress. So here's some questions for you. What causes you to be stressed out? What thoughts do you continually recycle because of stressful situations? How do you act and react because of stress? What feelings do you struggle with, and how do you display them or try to hide them? What do your days look like when you are struggling with stress? How does stress affect you personally? Your marriage, your kids, your walk with God, or other aspects of your life? By answering these questions, it's clear to see that stress doesn't help us in any way at all, and that's why we don't mess with it. Here's a few possible outcomes of stress. Stress messes with our mind, so we can't function well. When we don't filter out what is necessary to be concerned with, then our brain can go on overload and stress takes over. Stress doesn't look for solutions. Instead, it stays stuck in the worry of situations. Stress controls other aspects such as our attitudes and emotions, our reactions and viewpoints. It's like an avalanche effect. We can be concerned, then overly concerned, then trapped in worry, anxiety, and fear, and then we keep rolling down the hill, picking up momentum of being overwhelmed and exasperated more and more until our days are filled with stress. Stress causes layers and layers of internal aggravation. Stress causes disillusionment, disappointment, discouragement, depression, and more that drain us and can emotionally and mentally seem to drown us in hopelessness. Look at the health issues related to stress: insomnia, fatigue, depression, cardiovascular disease, stroke, high blood pressure, gastrointestinal problems, headaches, muscle tension, and accelerated aging. Stress has a highly negative impact on the body, mind, and life in so many ways. Practically speaking, we will all experience many hardships in our lifetime, but we don't let difficulties drain us with stress that can easily take over. Instead, we find solutions to what is causing the stress, and most certainly don't continually think stressful thoughts that are useless. Get godly counsel if you don't know what steps of action you can take to not let stress keep messing with your life. Psalm 34, verses 17 through 18 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." These scriptures encourage us to cry out to the Lord in stressful times and believe He always hears us. hearing us doesn't mean he will immediately answer us or even change the situation. But it does mean he will grow us into maturity because of our troubles. We can't become strong, stable, and secure without the lessons that teach us how to do so. Sometimes he helps us learn how to stop recycling the stops that feed our stress. The more we read and study God's word, the less we worry. And the less we worry, the less we will be stressed out. Then we can focus on trusting God, which stops the continual stress cycle. Sometimes we don't even realize the ways God has helped us, is helping us now, and will continue to help us. Stress doesn't allow us to stop and think of God's faithfulness toward us. At times, it seems as though God is silent and he's doing nothing at all. He makes no sense, or we conclude he doesn't care. This is what stress wants us to believe. We can choose stress, or we can choose to trust in God. Stress only makes matters worse. Trusting in God takes the place of stress. The book of Job and the story of Joseph in Genesis are encouraging examples. Let's do PAT, practical application tools. Don't let stress mess with you. Here's four tools. First tool, give your burdens to God. Second tool, quiet yourself. Third tool, continually pray. Fourth tool, be confident in the Lord. Let's get into more details about these tools. First tool, give your burdens to God. Lay them at the foot of the cross and don't take them back. Hold on to his promise that he will keep you in his strength when it seems you have none. Psalm 55:22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. David wisely tells us to put all our trust in the Lord. To cast your burden means to fully hand it over to God rather than trying to carry it yourself, which only causes mistrust and stress. David understood God takes on the weight of hardships when believers give their worry and fear to the Lord by continually praying to him. Stress keeps giving worry, anxiety, and fear back to us, and then we don't have time for prayer. Regardless of the situation, nothing can happen to God's people which is not for the ultimate good and glory of God. Stress causes us to focus on the temporal, but giving our problems to God helps us realize it is the eternal that truly matters. The Apostle Paul gave the same advice, 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxieties on God because he cares for you. In other words, give God your stress because he cares about and has power over any hardship in our life. Therefore, we don't need to carry about stress. Second tool. Quiet yourself. We quiet and calm ourselves by leaning against God or resting in him. The first tool is to give your burdens to God. The second tool is to rest in the giving to God as you let go of stress. Psalm 131:1-3. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me. Surely I have composed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child rests against his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me. Sometimes life is just too difficult. But in these verses, we see we are not to be proud by involving ourselves in the great matters of God. It's too difficult for us to comprehend. Like a weaned child resting against his mother means we let go of the burdens that are too heavy for us to carry. We quiet ourselves, our thoughts, our emotions by leaning on God. How do we do this? By trusting him just like a little child trusts a loving, wise mother, even when they don't understand what's going on around them. We calm ourselves by resting in the presence of the Lord, by reading his word, praying to him, singing praises about him. Spend time with God instead of spending time in our stressed out mind. Get to know Jesus, especially in the Gospels, and see how he handled his life by continually focusing on God instead of his very difficult situations. And since we are followers of Christ, it would be good for us to learn from his example. Third tool, continually pray. Being stressed out steals our peace. Therefore, we need to put off being stressed out and put on prayer and thankfulness. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. These verses tell us what to do to have peace instead of stress. Pray about everything. Prayer takes the place of anxious, stressful thoughts. We can't think stressful thoughts and pray at the same time. This doesn't mean the problem goes away, but it means we pray about the problem instead of letting the problem cause more and more stress. The balance of this is that we need to find solutions to problems as we also pray. We need to change what we can and then not concern ourselves with what we can't change. And also replace anxiety and stress with a grateful, thankful heart. Remember all the good he has already given us and will continue to give us. Find good and hold on to that. Otherwise, holding on to all the bad in a situation will cause us more and more stress and take us away from having a thankful heart. This is not to minimize terrible hardships. Instead, it's about not letting that hardship drown us in despair. Fourth tool, be confident in the Lord. Don't be shaken, but instead be steadfast and secure in God. Psalm 16:8, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Set the Lord always in your mind. Replace stressed out thoughts with thoughts about God's character. Do a word study on all the scriptures that speak of God's character. Write all those down, and then when you are in doubt, when you are stressed out, remember the character of God. Takes every situation and somehow eventually makes the outcome into something good because he is good. Stress steals confidence in God's character because our focus is on what's happening instead of how God is continually at work in a wise way for the eternal good. So as we can see, stress makes our life more and more messy. It causes us to stay stuck and does absolutely nothing to help us. Therefore, it's vital to use the tools to overcome the messiness of stress in our life. Let's recap the four practical application tools to not let stress mess with you. First tool, give your burdens to God and leave them with Him. Don't take them back. Second tool, quiet yourself as you rest in the Lord. Third tool, continually pray so you don't have time to think stressful thoughts. Fourth tool, be confident in the Lord. He's always at work in a good way. Any of us can struggle with stress, but we can grow strong in overcoming this by actually applying tools that help us. We don't want to be like that dog that barks and barks and runs back and forth with her tongue hanging out from sheer exhaustion because she's focused on whatever continually bothers her. What would help her settle down is right in front of her if she would only take advantage of it. Her food and water, toys, plush lawn, cool breeze, and loving family that surrounds her. Well, at least most of the time. If she spends all her energy on what worries her and causes stress, then she won't have any energy left over to deal with the next situation that bothers her, because that's going to happen. Unfortunately, she can't enjoy the good in her life. She doesn't even notice it, so small in comparison to the overflow of the bad she sees. What a waste of a life that could be enjoyed even when bad or bothersome things happen. But as I said, we don't want to follow the example of that dog. Instead, we want to remember this verse and live by it. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let your hearts not be troubled, neither let them be afraid. In this verse, Jesus is telling his disciples to hold fast to the peace he gives in troubled times when we trust in him. Scholars suggest that Jesus is speaking about having fear and despair in our hearts, which obviously will cause a lot of stress. But even Jesus had a troubled spirit at times. John 11:33. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled. John 13:21. When Jesus had said this, he became troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, that one of you will betray me." So Jesus understands we will be troubled in this lifetime, but we can't let what troubles us overcome us with stress. Instead, Jesus gives us the balance of acknowledging the reality of hardships while at the same time trusting in God to help us through them. Let's work on trusting instead of staying in stress. Would you please help me reach out to others by sharing this podcast and then subscribe and ask them to also? We can make a team effort by letting them know God will help in every happening in our lives. We just need to patiently trust Him. Thanks for taking time to listen, and I hope you will be encouraged to use these tools. Together, we're learning the difficult topics and the encouraging ones. It's all about God's Word. Know it, live it, and share it. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the Word of our God endures forever.